I'm a working man in my prime, cleaning windows.
Number 36.
Who's that, Gary?
That's Van the Man Morrison.
Ooh.
Cleaning windows.
I was surprised last week, Sal, how you mentioned that the cleaner windows are more energy efficiency. I'd never really thought about that before, just the dust and how well it can trap heat, and having all that gunked onto your glass can reduce the energy efficiency.
Yeah, I actually have done a little bit of a scientific experiment on my own house with it, and it definitely makes a difference.
Keeping your windows clean, dust-free, increases your window's performance.
As long as it has the low E glass to it.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Then, if it's just clear glass, I think keeping them very dirty would probably be more energy efficient. I'm pretty certain with that.
Okay, all right. Well, we were talking a little bit about the different types of glass, and actually for a project you're doing for us that's critical for sound isolation, the new developments that have been coming out to make windows quieter on the inside.
Yep.
To me, that trumps energy efficiency.
Well, depends. If you can tan behind your window and hear the car drive by, I don't know.
Those are both bad, really bad.
Yeah, the sound deadening glass, it's rated. It's an STC rating. So the higher the STC, the more sound deadening your glass is. There are some pieces of glass or some windows out there that have the same sound deadening capability as a 4-inch thick slab of concrete.
Isn't that incredible?
It's impressive.
That's impressive.
Now, those are very thick, though. They're a 7-inch overall frame depth. And when you open that window, you have to open it twice. So they don't work for most homes. So there is definitely the most bang for your buck. And the most bang for your buck is an offset glass. An offset glass is still just a double pane window. Your outer piece or your inner piece is thicker than the other one. And that will give you an additional, I believe it's 5 points on the STC rating.
It knocks the sound wave down.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. Well, sound isolation is just one consideration when you're considering that glazing package. Of course, the energy efficiency is another. And a big part of that criteria will be how much light are you going to reflect, or allow through. At what point of eliminating light do you start picking it up with the naked eye inside the house?
Well, going with technology's best without pushing the envelope, I've never heard a negative comment about it. I've only heard it's a soft, filtered light. And I do believe that's because that glass blocks out 95% of the UV. So that's probably where they're getting the soft, filtered light from. Anything above that is going to be blocking out a considerable amount of light.
Visible light.
Now, it's really up to each homeowner. Some people say, I am fine with my house looking like it's wearing sunglasses. Some other people say, I don't want to see not even a greenish hue to my glass from the outside looking in. So everyone's different, and we really take into consideration every homeowner's needs and wants, and then detail that window, that specific product and or brand, to that homeowner.
There was a low-E window particularly that we liked for a long time that would reflect whichever side the light was coming from. So it made it interesting in the evening.
How old was this?
Old.
It was old?
This was 70s, late 70s, early 80s. Walking the neighborhood by this house that had these windows installed, if you were inside with the light on, you were looking at yourself. So you thought you had privacy.
Uh-huh.
But from everybody walking on the street, you were on display.
Like a fishbowl.
Exactly like a fishbowl.
Yeah. I can only assume what that was. I have no clue. Maybe it was a two-way mirror.
It almost was. I mean, it was reflecting light, whichever what side the light was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, we thought it was one of the more innovative heat-reducing pieces of glass we'd ever dealt with. But we did have to put shutters across everything.
Oh, I bet. And maybe foam boards up in the windows. So before the low E came out, there was that bronze glass. And the bronze glass was the late let's see, early 90s to late to mid 90s is the bronze glass. And that blocked out, I think it's like 15% more light than the standard low E today. And it only blocked out about 30% of the heat versus what today's windows can do.
Now, Romy introduced me to a new problem with someone that installed artificial turf, the synthetic grass.
Mm-hmm.
And the reflectivity of the window melted their lawn.
Yep, absolutely. So I believe
That's hot.
It does. It reflects it. And if you have, you know, let's say like a bay or a bow and you're, you know, concaving that reflectiveness to one spot, it definitely can get a lot more troublesome, that's for sure. But everybody is told from the grass companies that they do need to cover their windows with a sunscreen. Now, let's talk about that real quick.
Okay.
Because if most people would just glue or they'll put the tabs right into the window and put that sunscreen directly on the face of that window frame. What you really need to do is let that screen breathe.
Amen.
So that screen needs to be about an inch short from the overall height. And if it can sit off of the window frame by an inch, that would be fantastic. So now that heat that is trapped between the outer piece of glass and the screen can go up and out. Now you're not going to void the warranty of your window. You're not going to overheat and break your glass. I've seen it all happen. And one other thing is that your clips cannot be screwed directly into the face of your window frame. They do need to be screwed into your home.
Yeah. So a shade screen bigger than your window, anchored to your home, not the window frame, held off the window by a half to 1 inch.
A half inch is sufficient enough. Yep. And then it needs to be short in height so that air, that hot air that goes up, can definitely make its way out.
As soon as you secure the sunscreen so tight to the window that the screen's touching the glass, you've eliminated all benefit of the sunscreen. The heat conductivity now is overreacting the shade coefficient of the sunscreen.
You're definitely hindering yourself, that's for sure. I don't know if it's taken away everything, but you're not in a good spot by doing that.
Boy, the tests I've seen you're not in a good spot, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't see sunscreens installed correctly on 95% of the sunscreens I see installed.
Most of the time.
You recently had to help me out on a house in Ahwatukee. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Thank you.
It was my pleasure to be able to properly get them taken care of.
And what did we find out on that? Actually, whoever painted the house resecured the frames wrong and they couldn't decide why the windows wouldn't slide open.
There was a few things wrong with what was going on with their windows. And you brought me out there really for the window leak, right?
Right. That's right.
And then the homeowner starts pointing out, well, their windows are stuck. And once I started investigating it, they had their painter remove their sunscreens. I believe the painter got new screws for the sunscreens and screwed them back on. Well, in the interlocking bar, that's that vertical bar in the center of an operating window, the one that goes up and down, that's where the tabs were screwed to. They screwed their window shut, basically.
Oh, no.
So once I removed those screws, the window operated just fine. And then I was able to point out what their issues were.
Well, I appreciate your help on that one because we were looking for a leak in a very, very peculiar location. I never did figure out where that leak was coming from.
I've got them all taken care of.
I know you do.
They're probably listening right now.
I know you do. Thank you very much for that. So we've talked about the whole opening and all the components that make the opening of a window. We've talked about the frame and the trend that we see right now. I want to call it an overwhelming trend. And anytime I see an overwhelming trend, you're going to be able to date everything to this era.
I agree.
So we're there, and it's black window frames.
Absolutely.
I see it on over half of every home being built or remodeled right now. So that's the frame. Then we've talked about the different types of glass. Now, on an operable window, the other most critical component is the weather sealing and the weather stripping.
Yes, I do agree. Now, we're going to get in a little bit above what my testing is and knowledge is on the weather stripping. I can tell you what I have seen break down and what has last. But for the most part, I wouldn't be too worried about what kind of weather stripping is in a window. I've been in this industry for 20 years. And the new windows today, I don't see the weather stripping break down.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Almost like little mohair strips in a lot of them.
The factories call it mohair.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
And those are actually, they are replaceable, but it takes a little bit of a trick to do that, doesn't it? They crimp them in there on the edges.
Yes, I can see that. Yeah, they're slid in when it's like the pultrusion or whatever it may be. They're definitely slid in there. I wouldn't leave that to the standard weekend warrior to do it, okay. Possibly. If they're looking at a bad weather seal, then they're probably looking at a bad window. Most likely that's an aluminum single pane window that's 40 years old. That's a really good guesstimate of mine.
It's outlived its life expectancy anyway.
I would not even worry
about the whole window.
Yes. You changing out that weather stripping isn't doing you a bit of good.
You can either mount foam boards on the inside of the window with aluminum foil and duct tape the window closed.
Or
you can replace the window.
I've pulled off a couple of those just to measure an opening for a homeowner.
Oh, man. So what are the things you use? What criteria do you use to set a homeowner up in the right window? What are the line of questioning you take a homeowner through?
Well, in order, I always ask for color first. That will dictate what they're looking for.
Okay.
From there, I ask if they like the larger frames or the smaller frames. And that starts putting you in a direction of certain products. Go ahead.
Does anyone like the larger frame?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah, they do.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Most people that come from California are very, very much used to
frame
it.
Heavy.
The frame over, and they like it. But some people, I would say, I don't even want to throw a percentage on it.
Okay, all right.
Everyone likes something different. So our strategy is to figure
out
what's going to make you happy the most, and then say, okay, this product's going to offer all or all but this thing. Like, you know, so we figure it out.
Okay. So some will take the heavier frame.
Mm-hmm.
The frame dimension is critical. The color's dimension, important. Do you vary the glass option as you go from south or west exposed to north under patio cover? Or do you just wrap the whole house in the same glass package?
It really depends on the homeowner. So sometimes homeowners say, oh, I have a covered patio right here. I don't need low E on it because the sun doesn't hit this glass. That's actually not true.
I know it.
So the NFRC numbers that were given from the government are all taken in the shade. So when it says that your single pane window is blocking out 12% of the heat and your three coats low E with argon is blocking out 80% of the heat, that is taken in the shade.
That's so, ambient heat.
Yeah. So, you know, when it's dark out and it's 100 degrees in Arizona.
That's right. Exactly.
But to answer your question, we just had a phone call from Pella about an order that we turned in. They said, well, sir, you had two coats low E on these windows. You had one coat low E on these windows. Are you sure you did this? And that was very specific to what the homeowner wanted. She wanted the most visibly see-through glass, but yet being a little bit energy efficient for whichever window it was. And then the rest of them, she wanted it to be a two coat low E versus a three. So we really do figure out what's going to make the homeowner the happiest and design the actual window design for them.
Very good. Here with Sal Sicato of Done Right Windows, talking windows at your house, home, castle, or cabin. We'll be right back.